guest today is Mike Benkovich. Mike, how you doing?
Hey, good. How you doing, David?
I'm doing great. What do you do?
So what do I do? I'm going out building cloud-connected mobile applications.
We should talk about that. What specifically should we talk about?
Well, I don't know. What do you want to talk about? I've been doing...
I want to talk about what you're passionate about.
What am I passionate about? I'll tell you what I'm passionate about lately is team services.
Yeah.
The things that we did with TFS back when we launched, you know, the Visual Studio, the whole team thing, is now at a point where it's online.
Uh-huh.
The services, the team services, the, being able to go out and build out your build, your develop, your releases, all of that stuff, been a lot of fun.
What is so? Let's step back. So, team services, or VSTS, Visual Studio Team Services, is the online version of TFS.
Right.
What are they? What is it supposed to do?
So what it is it's a way that I can go out and I can track and build systems and get visibility into how they're running. The challenge of software is, you know, what are we building and when will we be done?
Yeah.
And how can people, you know, how can we provide value with it? And what Team Services allows us to do is to not only envision what that work is by giving us a real nice work Kanban board, product backlog, enabling the agile approach to software development, which everyone's talking about, being able to do quick iterative releases of value of what their projects are, tie that into the code that actually does the changes, and a decent code management system, works with Git, works with the TFS, the old kind of repository. But then you can add into that a build and a release system. And the build system is pretty cool because allows me to go out and define out whatever I need to. I can build any kind of project. Xamarin for mobile, I can do Windows, I can build click-once deployment, I can build services, cloud services, websites.
So you've got a lot of pieces moving here. So you've got the developers are writing code, and then they're mm-hmm. pushing that code into some source control repository, whether it's
yep.
TFS repository or Git or GitHub or
yep.
whatever. And then once it's in there, then we want to automate the build process, is what you're talking about now, right?
Yeah, there's a process that monitors that repository. When it's triggered by a change in something,
mm-hmm.
I can monitor multiple
changing
branches.
Changing, checked in some
yeah.
new code.
Yeah, into some part in the repository. And that triggers then MS Build to go out, create artifacts that are the executables or the binaries that are
okay.
generated from that.
So grab that source code, compile
yep.
it, and
drop it into
something.
A location that I can use it later on.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the release system, and this is kind of where you can get beyond a single executable into more complex systems, is I can define out an environment as being composed of multiple machines, services, executables.
Oh.
And the
so
nice thing about
a multi-tier application, you can actually deploy all the pieces to it.
All the pieces at once, including the database changes. I can run load testing. I can do all of that with the release management. And the thing is that in the real world, there's lots of places where how do you move code from point A to point B? And, you know, when you've got legacy code, what is legacy code?
Well, legacy code is any code that I didn't write.
Yeah. Legacy code is code I wrote yesterday. Well, actually,
somebody said, what was it? Martin Feather said it was code without tests.
Code without automated tests.
Without automated
right?
tests, that's right.
Because if I can automate, you know, the testing
Michael
of
Feathers.
This stuff.
Was it?
Yeah.
Michael Feathers.
Yeah.
I forgot.
But to get away from the whole idea of how do I create something that is testable and runnable, you know, and turn around and then deploy it out. Complex systems. The company that I went to work for called Improving Enterprises out mm-hmm. of, I think, out of Dallas and
Dallas,
other places.
Got a big place in big office in Columbus as well.
Yeah, Columbus. Yeah. Yeah, we got a big... but, you know, they've gone out and done things for companies where one of our projects was working with a cross-platform, non-Microsoft stack, had 60 or 80 applications, executables that have to be built and run across... hundreds of different servers that were Linux servers. We put it into the team services and built out a thing that would go through, create all the artifacts, build the stuff out, drop it into the appropriate places, and then run 28,000 tests against it.
Wow, this must be, we weren't doing this continuously. We were doing
scheduling
it late.
Well, it was running when people would check in code because this whole process,
every
check it would deploy
would
out.
Kick off 28,000 tests?
28,000 tests. It'd run all 28,000 tests. When they passed, then pop it into the next environment. 4.5 minutes.
Really? Wow.
And you think about it, you know, large enterprise, you know, these things where you've got complex stuff. Well, we can't do continuous integration because, well, you know, it's complex. It takes too long to do.
Right.
You know, and if you can
but
bring it
wrong.
Down.
They're wrong. They get their test down to they're running. I've had some people will write tests to make sure that the tests themselves run in a short period of time. Like, it'll fail if it takes more than 30 seconds to run.
Isn't that one of the tests? How you have to have performance.
Yep.
Well, and the whole idea of test-driven development is just kind of something that I've been picking up lately, and it makes a lot of sense. If I can go out and I can define acceptance test criteria, and then I can run that, you know, define my requirements in code that I can run against it, then I know when I'm done, and I don't write extra code, and we deliver, you know.
Yeah, you get that feedback a lot faster, so you can fix it really quickly. But you're a big cloud guy. How does it affect this whole process?
I think the cloud enables it. In part, you know, the whole thing with Team Services is it's been around for a while, but getting that stuff configured on your TFS machine was, you know, could be a little bit complicated.
Okay.
The XAML build mechanism for defining those out was doable, but it was kind of a black art. It's now a much cleaner thing to do.
So just the fact that VSTS is now in the cloud, they've also simplified the interface a lot?
I think so. It seems like it works a lot better compared to what it used to be. But as far as Azure proper, being able to go out and spin up an environment and verify that it's working and then use Azure as well for doing that, some of those load tests, it just makes it easy to go out and spin it up, run it, and then continue on.
It is. You know, one of the benefits I saw of the cloud was getting your tests to run in an environment. In an environment that looks just like your production environment.
Oh, yeah.
Which is always a challenge. Things would pass in QA, then we deploy them to production, and suddenly they would break because of some random configuration that we didn't take into account.
Or maybe it's a volume thing.
Could
you know,
be a,
it works great with ten, with
thing.
It works great with 10 users, but 10 million?
Yep. You could test for that, but imagine if it was just a different piece of hardware.
Yeah.
Who has the same hardware? For all their different servers.
Oh, you're talking about, you know, like mobile devices? Like
mobile, or even servers, even enterprise devices.
Yeah.
You know, what do you do with the old production server? Well, you turn it into a test server.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with the old test server? Well, you give it to the developers and let them run their
right.
integration tests on it. Well, those aren't... Now, suddenly, you have different pieces of hardware, different configurations on each machine, and that can affect the tests.
Mm-hmm.
That can affect whether it's going to run or not. And with the cloud, everything can be identical. You can be running all your tests in the cloud.
Well, it's nice to be able to have a place that you can spin it up, run it, get some you know, valid usage, get the metrics back. I'd like to do some more with the there's a whole bunch of extension pieces you can go out to the marketplace and add in. So one of the concepts that I was talking about using OctaBuild to take a given web application or component, create a NuGet package, and then when you deploy it, you just go out and call that to pull in that package. So across the enterprise, I can have my collection of packages that we're working with.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You're speaking about this? You're writing about this?
I'm doing a little bit of blogging on Benko Tips. It aggregates my blog. I think the blog is currently on Geeks with Blogs. But I'm probably going to move it into an Azure blog site that I'm running right now. I've got it halfway set up. I just need to finish bringing in old blog posts so I've got a little bit of history.
That's a chore because you've been blogging a long time.
I've got three or four different places to pull it from. And, you know, some of those are, you know, just make it available. But the thing is I'll be updating there. I'm also speaking at some of the VS Lives coming up. And a couple of other conferences, so Kansas City and
KCDC.
A bunch of KCDC. I'll be there. I was at Lincoln, Nebraska Code. I've been to, I think, DevUp, I'm hoping. We'll see what happens with that.
We'll talk. I'm on one of the track chairs.
So I'm hoping to get into that. I've got talks submitted to a few different places. So, and almost everything now is going on Tour du Jour 2016, the killer new features that everyone needs to know. Talk about app services and all of the great things you can do with scaling, with Kudu, with
that sounds like a good topic for our next interview.
That's our next interview.
Yeah, maybe in St. Louis.
Yeah, hey.
Well, you're a busy guy. I really appreciate your time taking time to talk to us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
the whole idea of working with people, with friends, is to provide them with the technology they need to get the solutions they want. But then again, is technology your friend?